You're on.
Okay. Everything's cool. Okay, I'd like to talk about my recent paper about non-commutative space and champ-made algebra in open string field algebra. And I'd like to express my special thanks to Nobuyuki Shibashi, since the basic method in this paper, I learned it from him. So I will start from the motivation. The Dirichlet grains have played crucial roles in the study of non-commutative aspects of string theory. And D brains are often referred to as solitons in string theory. However, to treat them as really as solitons, one needs to work in the framework of string field theory. And of course, it is interesting to ask what is D-brain in closed string field theory. But today, I will consider open string field theory. In open string field theory, D-brain exists by definition because open string with Neumann boundary conditions in all spacetime directions is equivalent to the open string with its ends on a spacetime filling D-brain. However, still, it is important to know whether lower dimensional D-brains are contained in open string field theory as solitons. So pictorially, what I want to consider today is that starting from the open string in space-time field D-brains, and I want to know whether these lower dimensional D-brains with the ends of open string are confined or exist or not. And there's a background for the study of such topics. Anyway, open string theory in constant B-field background has a description in terms of non-commutative coordinates. And in this case, the non-commutative coordinates appear is the following. It satisfies a familiar quantum mechanical canonical commutation relations. And it can be interpreted as infinite-dimensional matrices like usual matrix formulation of quantum mechanics. And non-commutative soliton is roughly given by a projection operators in this infinite-dimensional matrix algebra. And it extracts finite-dimensional matrix algebra. And so this finite-dimensional matrix algebra is quite similar to Champeyton matrix algebra. But there's no evidence up to now that this is really a Champeyton matrix algebra. But anyway, there's such speculations. Since there are many students here, I just mentioned that Champeyton matrix means these are two D-brains, and open string has ends on D-brains. So, and excitation of open string with brain A and brain B has indices, matrix indices. So, every field arises from this open string is a matrix. On the other hand, the Witten's cubic open string field theory itself defines a non-commutative geometry. The three-string interaction vertex defines a non-commutative associative product. The product is given as follows. If you have two strings, A and B, we glue half of the A string and half of the B string together and obtain the third string called A star product B. And its product is non-commutative. So expectation is that D-brain solutions in Witten's cubic open string field theory are also given as projections in open string field algebra. And actually, there are a lot of work along this line of thought. There are a lot of projection found in Witten's cubic open string field theory. But I think no projection is concrete evidence to the relation to the D-brain or Champeyton matrix. So I want to construct an explicit example for the projection, which is concretely identified with Champeyton matrix. And the strategy is as follows. I will consider the open string in constant background B field. This background has actually several equivalent descriptions. The background can be interpreted as constant B field background, or constant gauge field strength, or infinite number of lower dimensional D-brains with non-commuting Champeyton matrices. I will explain them in more detail later. But anyway, these descriptions are mapped to each other by a change of variables. The method was found by Bashi. So this constant B field picture, I will call it B picture, and constant gauge field strength as F picture, and this non-commuting Champeyton matrix picture as D picture. Then, by constructing a map between these pictures, we can identify the algebra of non-commutative coordinates which appears in the B picture description, or Champeyton matrix algebra which appears in the D picture in open string field algebra, which is originally written in terms of F picture variable.
But the D picture is,
yes,
an example of that. That if you pick a two brain in a B field, that you,
yes,
think of as a bunch of zero brains?
Pardon? Infinitely many D brains with B.
Start with a two brain and a B field.
Two brains?
D two brains.
Actually, any lower dimensional D brain?
I'm not sure I understand what the D picture is. Can you say what the D picture is?
This picture is... So we start from the space-time filling D brains. And this picture... But this picture is actually starting from more lower dimensional brains and infinite number of lower dimensional brains. And its Champeyton matrix is non-commutative, like this. That is a D picture.
So is an example of this the way you build D2 brains out of D0 brains?
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. Okay. So I first explain the equivalence between constant B field background and constant gauge field strength background. The open string in constant background B field is described by this Schwarz reduction. And the second term is actually a total derivative, and you can integrate out to the surface term. And in here, the effect of this constant B is described as interaction at the boundary. Okay, and in B picture, the effect of this constant B is constant B appears as boundary conditions. So, equation of motion in B picture is given by this, and this suffix B just explains it is in a B picture. And boundary condition is given by this. On the other hand, in F picture, the effect of B appears as interaction at the boundaries, but the field satisfies the Neumann boundary conditions. And since the mode expansion is the same to the one without the background in F picture, it is just from this boundary condition, it is just expanded by the cosine functions. So F picture variables are regarded as the original variables. I mean, the variables without the background. And in this case, what is changed by the background is Hamiltonian. Later, I will use operator formulation of open string field theory, so I move to the Hamiltonian formalism. I'm using the same letters to the Lagrangian formalism, but please do not confuse. In Hamiltonian formalism, in big picture, is treated given by Chu and Ho. They treated condition constraints, and anyway, I just show the results. It is given by this kind of expansion, where phi and c is also normalized cosine functions, and phi and s is also normalized sine function. Just the normalization. And the canonical commutation relations is given by these. And from this, the boundary of the string become non-commutative. Like this. And the Hamiltonian is given by this simple form, where large G is given by this combination. And the equation motion is given by this. So next, we want to obtain the map between B picture and F picture. How to find the map? The point is that in the interval from 0 to pi, the sine function or this function can be expanded by cosine function. So we identify the this F picture field and B picture field and compare the coefficients of the cosine functions. Then one can obtain the expression of F picture variable in terms of B picture variables. And also we can obtain the expression of F picture variable momentum, F picture momentum in terms of B picture variables by using the equation of motion in F picture and B picture. Okay. And the result is as follows. Here, the matrix A is defined by this just a transformation from cosine function to sine function, or vice versa. And one can check that the canonical commutation relations and equation of motion in B picture lead to the canonical commutation relations or equation of motions in F picture. So that means these descriptions are equivalent. You can use whichever variables. And here, one must be careful because the infinite summation depends on the ordering. So this bracket means this summation is taken first. For example, as an illustration for the dependence on the ordering, let us consider the boundary value of the string coordinate field. The difference between this, the boundary of F picture and boundary of the B picture is just the order of the summation. And if you take this summation first, you obtain this expression. And this operator and this operator are regarded as different operators because their commutation relations are different. One can also find the inverse map as follows. And actually, the map can be formally written as a form of unitary transformation. These operators were obtained by Sugino or Kawano Takahashi previously. But I think at that time, the meaning of this commutative F picture meaning of this variable is not so clear. So, but now I think it becomes clear. Okay. And next, I will describe the open string on infinitely many lower dimensional D brains, which what I call D picture. And its worksheet action is given by this, where B bar is given by this. The reason that this action is equivalent to the previous actions are perhaps most can be understood by considering the corresponding boundary state in closed string. If I look this direction, it can be regarded as open string. But if we look this cylinder as a closed string propagating this direction, the boundary condition can be described by the boundary state in closed string theory.
So the variables y are a geometric quantization of
Variable y are quantum mechanical degrees of freedom. Which by canonically quantizing this system, it becomes non-commutative coordinates like harmonic oscillator and so it can be regarded as infinite times infinite U infinity matrices.
I see. So this is where the fact that you have an infinitely many lower dimensional brains is input.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So in the closed string sector, the action worksheet action is given by this. We just change the parameterization of the worksheet like this. And this is a boundary state corresponds to the D brain sitting at xi equals to 0. And multiplying this Wilson TDR of the Wilson loop, it explains the infinitely many D instantons. Oh, here yi satisfies the non-commutative commutation relations yj equal I theta ij or something like that. And then this trace can be calculated as usual quantum mechanics and it can be rewritten as a path integral. And using this equality, we obtain the condition that this boundary state satisfies. And this condition corresponds to the boundary condition of open string, which we have studied. This is equal to B. So the boundary interaction can be read off from this, from here. Okay, so let's go back to the open string theory and the equation of motion is given by this, where we have introduced a small cutoff on the worksheet in order to clearly distinguish boundary condition from interactions. And we will later take epsilon to zero. And so the XD, D just indicates that this is a variable in D picture, and this satisfies Dirichlet boundary conditions. Okay. And as before, we will move to Hamiltonian formalism. And canonical momentum is given by this, and it can be quantized with this mode expansion. However, it will turn out to be more convenient to use this variable defined this variable as a momentum. This is a quite technical point, and it is convenient to treat the problem of the order of infinite summation. And the map between B picture and D picture is obtained quite similarly in the case of F picture and B picture. We just equate X D picture coordinate and B picture coordinate in the interval. And in this interval, every function can be expanded in terms of sine functions. And then we compare the coefficients of sine functions. And also, the limit epsilon to zero is taken as this. Epsilon zero limit of xd is not xd pi, which is zero itself, but xbi. There are several reasons for this prescription. For example, it can be read from the boundary closed string boundary states, or actually this turned out to be describing B field variable in by X D picture variable in this interval and describe it by Champeyton factor at the boundary. Finally, the map between B picture and D picture is given by this. And using the canonical commutation relations and in B picture, canonical commutations and equation of motion in B picture, we can check that D satisfy the canonical commutation relations or equation of motion in D picture. And notice that Champeyton matrix in D picture is equal to the boundary of string in B picture. It is very natural since Champeyton factor should appear at the boundary. Now, we should study this equivalence in open string, Witten's cubic open string field theory. The star product in open string field algebra is given as follows. We just identify the half of the strings and construct another string. This is a star product in open string theory. And identity string field is given by this string, which means we identify half of the string to another half of the string of itself. And from this definition, arbitrary string field field star identity is equal to the same. And the picture in the previous page was configuration description, but we can also write it in the operator formulation. And then identity string field is given by this, where the creation operator A is constructed from X and P. And the reflector is also given by this. This changes the orientation of the string. And the three-string interaction vertex is defined by the overlap condition. Glue half of the string to another half of the string. And the star product is given by this. Then, let us start from the original three-string vertex. And it can be rewritten in terms of B-picture variables. This is a transformation from F-picture to B-picture. And using the defining property of the three-string vertex, it can be also rewritten like this. So the original coordinates x0i is commutative. On the other hand, one may regard p hat 0, the b picture variable, which commutes with the Hamiltonian as target space momentum. In that case, the x hat 0, which is conjugate to p hat 0, can be regarded as target space coordinates. Then its product becomes non-commutative. So with this definition of the coordinate, the Hamiltonian determines the subalgebra of open string algebra, which is regarded as algebra of target space coordinates. So there is an open string field algebra from the beginning, and we can determine the coordinates by Hamiltonian. Then, by changing the B, we pick up the different slice of the algebra, which is regarded as non-commutative coordinate algebra. Okay. And next, to extract a Champeyto matrix algebra from open string field algebra, we consider the map from worksheet variable to string field. Then, using the defining property of the identity string field and the string vertex, we obtain this equation. It means algebra of operators on the worksheet is mapped to the algebra of open string field. And this non-commutative algebra is also mapped to the open string field algebra. And in this variable in B picture is identified with Champeyto matrix in D picture so that confirms that this algebra is really a Champeyto matrix algebra. So conclusion, using the map between physically equivalent pictures for the background, we could identify algebra of non-commutative coordinates, and actually this is close to our the problem just I raised at the beginning. We could identify Champeyto matrix algebra as sub-algebras in open string field algebra. Since Champeyto matrix is associated with lower dimensional deep ranges, this confirms the existence of the lower dimensional deep range. So this is the main point I want to present, and also there are some technically interesting point like ordering of infinite summation over multi indices, or Champeyto matrices appeared at the boundary, and also we didn't take the so-called Zeiberg-Witten limit, or commutative coordinates in F picture can be in principle described by the D picture variable, infinite number of D brains and Dirichlet sine function, Mosin sine function. So once we find a map between the original variables and the and the picture variables, we can construct the deep branch solution as follows. We consider some conformal background in D picture and read off its BRS charge and relate it in terms of the original variables and consider the half integral of the BRS current and multiply the identity operator. In the purely cubic open string field theory, this becomes the solution of the string field theory formally. But we must, it is quite formal because there are various problems arising from infinite dimensional summation of the modes. But I hope I can treat it rigorously by regularizing properly. So the strategy is that the brain solution in the original variables can be is a deep brain by definition in deep picture. This is a quite natural strategy to construct deep brain in string field theory. Okay, thanks.
It seems that you always need non-vanishing B field from deep brain, right?
It's not correct, actually.
But if we attempt to make a relation between D2 brain and infinitely many D2 brains,
yes,
it seems that we need non-vanishing B field on D2 brain, right?
Actually, the map means non-vanishing theta. It means, yeah.
It should be non-commutative.
Okay. Yes, but actually, the variable itself is exists the without the parameter. So parameter B is not necessarily related to the background. I mean, it is appropriate variable if the B field background and.
Okay.
Anyway,
my question is, can you treat
D-brand
without
D-brand? I haven't done that, but I hope so. I think I can.
So in your D-picture, your chain pattern factor is infinity times infinity minus.
Yes.
So what's the symmetric group?
Pardon?
What's the symmetric group? What's the group that...
Are you infinity?
Do infinity? But
yes.
For example, in the type 1 subsense array, for the anomaly calculation, the only group is S of 32. So how does this U infinity work?
Here... Actually, we don't treat that problem seriously here. It can be absorbed in the change of the background. Like, Like a Fischer-Sassken mechanism or?
Thank you, Dr. Pucci, again. Okay, so we're free until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.